Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 10:04 on a Thursday morning. We're in the middle of the season, man, the holiday season. I got my wife's Christmas party tonight on top of what's been just...
On a scale of 1 to 10 or half empty, whatever, what is your gas tank right now? Because you've been through some holiday seasons.
I'd say I'm operating at about a 5
okay.
right now. And my mom's listening. She doesn't want me burning the candle at both ends, but, you know, it's the season, man. Yeah. We had our Thursday night dinner, then we had our Atlanta Eats Bread and Butter party the other night over at the Garden Room. If you haven't seen the Garden Room for the holidays, spectacular over there in Buckhead at the same
Regis. Where did we pregame other night? Can you mention that place? What was it?
Lion's Head?
No, not that one.
Oh, which place? Oh, Yabo.
Yabo.
Yeah, that's a nice
Strong.
Spot, right?
Nice little scenery in there.
Yeah, no, it's a great time of year to be out.
Sandra's crew.
They rolled in there.
Yeah.
That was a whole deal. So, hey, the Braves have signed Mike Yastrzemski, by the way, to be a part of the outfield mix. $23 million deal, 2-year, $23 million deal. Yes, that Yastrzemski.
Carl's?
He's a grandson. Carl Yastrzemski's grandson. Decent power, 17 homers last year. Better defensively. Than Jerkson Profar for sure. Had you heard
what
that
you think,
about Yastrzemski? Any thought on that, Bo?
Yeah, look, so you think about replacing Marcelo Zuna. So Yastrzemski can play all three outfield positions. He's a lefty, so you're going to give up about 50 home runs, but you're saving $10 million a year. So this is a guy that we can put into the we can platoon him in the outfield. He can spell Ronald Acuna, and he can be a DH.
Yeah.
So,
Bo,
he
I'm a long
power, save some money, but he can play defense, which is what Marcelo Zuna did.
I'm a long way from my switch turning over to the Braves. I got a little bit of Hawks window, then I get dug back into the Braves. Give me a name realistically that could give me some energy if we sign him.
Bo Bichette.
Oh yeah, a shortstop. I take that.
I mean, and that's,
is that close?
That's kind of fantasy. You know, Corey Seager's a name being thrown out there. I have it on pretty good word.
You got some sources?
That Corey Seager has zero interest in playing here only because of proximity to his home in Carolina. So he didn't want to be near where he lives.
Yep.
So the Corey Seager thing, y'all can pretty much give up on that.
Meanwhile, Pete Alonso, the Orioles land Pete Alonso.
That? How about that?
Huge move by Baltimore.
They're kind of that. I think they think this is their window.
Yeah. Well, they
got some young pitchers.
They got in a couple of times and they didn't have any success in the postseason, took a little bit of a step back. Pete Alonso, $155 million deal. The Red Sox ran on it too. They didn't get him. The Orioles get him. And back to Mike Yastrzemski. Pretty good power hitter, great defensively. Late in the game, Jerkson Profar scares you. Look for Yastrzemski to be out there and add exactly what Bo said, adding some depth to that outfield group. And it's funny, the article about Walt Weiss, and just he brought in his own coaching staff. He's got a different way he's going to be doing things. Will Slowly is no knock on Brian Snicker, but Walt Weiss is his own man. It's going to be very interesting to see. Probably managing at a little bit of a higher tempo in terms of his personality and the group that he's put together as well. The big story in sports, and listen, we've all seen and been around scandals where you just hear it and you say, how could this guy be so stupid? And what do we say is undefeated? That, of course, is, right, the beautiful ladies' expression.
My man Booger McFarland yesterday just tweeted. He just straight up said it's undefeated.
Yeah.
Never been in overtime.
So Sharon Moore is in jail as of Thursday morning. This is a gentleman that at 37 years old took over the University of Michigan that was getting paid north of $5 million a year. That went out and beat Ohio State last year, right? Even though it wasn't a great year for Michigan, they did beat Ohio State. And this guy, at his age, had the entire world by the cojones. It's his executive assistant he promoted from she was in the recruiting area. She becomes his executive assistant. And the alleged affair may also include an abortion that he paid for. Finds out that he's getting fired, immediately goes to her apartment complex, and within hours, he is detained by the authorities and then arrested. He spent last night in jail. Can you imagine that he's sitting in a prison cell of some sort, staring up at the ceiling? He's got three or four kids, married, the whole deal, and thinking about where his life sits right now.
He's Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Think about Tuesday morning at 10 a.m.
Where
he's probably
was.
Thinking about the right. bowl prep for Texas.
Right. Thinking, what? You know, listen, men are stupid, right? Why he thought that was never going to get out. The university has been looking into it for quite some time.
Correct.
Not they were strategic in terms of when they went about.
Just conveniently didn't fire him last week. I can assure you of that.
You know, anybody that's been around folks that have watched the demise, and you hear in recovery a lot of people saying hitting rock bottom had to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, he's got it, man.
I thought about this morning.
He's sitting in a prison cell. Yep. Like you said, he's not thinking about the draft class he just signed or getting in the portal in January. Or how do we end our season, Michigan and Texas? How do we end it the right way?
And he got fired with calls, so there's no buyout.
You know that Michigan, which is a you know, they're big numbers.
Hmm.
He's got a lot. They got a lot of cause. And what's the lawsuit that Michigan may be facing from that young lady who is directly underneath, no pun intended, the head coach? What a mess, what a scandal, and I would just say, Rusty, the emotions of whatever was happening to him, to go over to her apartment and then get into some kind of situation where there's physical abuse enough to keep him in jail, I mean, what a friggin' nightmare for him and his family.
And I don't know, because I'm paying attention to our radio show right now. I got a couple of texts during the commercial break, people asking that somebody in Michigan's media is reporting that there's mutual interest between Kirby Smart and Michigan. Let me. Detroit.
There's mutual interest.
News, something. Let me go on a limb right here,
yes.
And I can assure you that 1,000,000% to zero is Mary Beth Smart going to be living in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
So Mary Beth didn't wake up.
I'm not worried about Kirby.
Right.
Mary Beth Smart runs that house.
Right.
She's not living in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They don't vacation at the Great Lakes.
Right.
I can assure you that for a reason.
Yeah, that's it. They don't wake up and say,
gosh,
the only way our life could be better is if we spent winters in Michigan.
Yes.
That's the only thing that could be better.
You know what would be great, Kirby? If I woke up every morning and it's -9 and the wind's cutting your head off.
How does that even circulate, something like that?
I got a couple of texts, man. Like, come on,
mutual interest between Kirby Smart and Michigan.
I can assure you.
Do you think
there'll
start to be real conversation of some NFL teams? And I thought about the Falcons as one of them, of saying – what is it going to take to, say, come and run our entire football operation in the National Football League?
I would imagine every year somebody reaches out to Jimmy. Every year.
Is there any way, if you're assuming the demise of Raheem Morris is coming, that they're not going to kick the tires and say, what would it take for Kirby Smart? Because, again, think of what they have to have. Mm-hmm. They have to tell their fan base, we're bringing in somebody to handle everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every single football decision, a la New England, what it was with Bill Belichick at the end, makes every draft pick, makes every personnel hire, sets the entire tone. You're the CEO. Why would you not, especially if Georgia ever found a way to win a national title, to say, Kirby, it's right up the street from you. You're a Georgia guy. You've accomplished a decade at Georgia. Save this franchise.
Save it. Come on in. Guess what Kirby's not going to do?
Have dinner with Arthur Blank. That's all he's going to ask you. Okay. Spend 2 hours with me, and let's see. At this stage of your life, it would be the challenge of a lifetime, right?
I will say this. If Kirby Smart ever makes the jump to the NFL, which I will not say never, if Kirby Smart ever makes the jump to the NFL, I can promise you without hesitation he will go to a franchise where he knows there's a quarterback. Would you come to the Falcons right now?
Well.
Look what Jim Harbaugh did.
No, but he
had Justin Herbert. But he was in Miami. You're asking me. Yeah. He was in Miami with Nick Saban, who's the greatest college football coach of all time. And Nick Saban got the hell out of there. You know why? Because they didn't have a quarterback. And when they didn't get Drew Brees, when that doctor didn't clear Drew Brees, Nick Saban was out the door.
Am I right in suggesting the only time Kirby would even consider is that he would have to be somewhere where he controlled the same kind
of... He would have that leverage when you come in.
Right.
Yeah, Kirby's not going
to. Not a lot of coaches get that.
No, he has the leverage. He walks in... If he were to walk in an NFL franchise, they're going to say, Kirby, fix us, and you're controlling it.
If Arthur Blank isn't asking for that meeting, and I believe that he would of some kind, ask if Kirby Smart would have dinner with me or if I could spend an hour with him.
Yeah.
And listen... The Bill Belichick thing played out with Belichick on Arthur Blank's boat, yacht, somewhere. Mm-hmm. We're having a conversation where Arthur fell in love with the idea of Bill Belichick running things. It's only as it moved down the line and he involved a bunch of other folks in the building, got to interview him, right? And the whole notion that you're having guys, you know, in the building, your general managers and presidents, everybody else, including Rich McKay, you're interviewing Bill Belichick. What are you interviewing him for? Arthur needed to either pull the trigger and hire Bill Belichick, because once you brought in a building, that's nobody in their right mind is going to hope that Bill Belichick shows up and takes my job or usurps my power. Now, I would just say, and I was thinking about this the last few weeks, just have a conversation.
Oh, I'm sure that I'm positive that NFL teams have reached out to Jimmy Sexton. I'm 100% positive. Kirby's not.
Could Arthur just directly reach out to Kirby and say, spend some time?
Yeah, he could.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just come spend an hour together.
I can save him that phone call.
Well,
you better have a quarterback. I promise you, stake, Kirby Smart's not walking into a situation without a quarterback ever to even consider if you're going to do that.
But things can happen quickly.
With what? We don't even have a first round draft pick.
Not that quick. I'm not saying. But, I mean, you know, listen, you're right. I'm saying you could piecemeal together for a year or two and somehow find your way to the top of the draft
it is. You know what we missed? You know who won this job? Mike McDonald. You know what Mike McDonald's winning with? Sam Darnold.
Right.
Mike McDonald wanted this job. He's from the state of Georgia.
Went to high school up the street, right?
Yeah, high school. Coasted Georgia. This guy at Centennial, right up the street. Guess what he's doing in Seattle? He's killing with ass. Sam Darnold.
He's kicking ass.
Sam Darnold.
Right. They could be in the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah, they could.
Look at them top to bottom.
You want a young guy from the state
offense,
of Georgia?
Defense,
that was the one we missed. We missed Mike McDonald. Oh, by the way, come from the Ravens.
Yeah, you
true?
Weren't hiring Jim Harbaugh or Mike Vrabel necessarily.
No.
And Ben Johnson was a year down the road, right?
Yeah.
But this guy, absolutely.
Mike McDonald, no question.
Absolutely.
From the Ravens organization? That was the one we missed.
Hey, I don't know. Just throwing the Kirby thing out there.
If he ever does it.
This would be the way to do it.
I mean, he's got to go somewhere. He's going to have the leverage.
Oh,
just like when he came to Georgia, he had the leverage.
But the Falcons need a complete overhaul, a complete new message, and literally say, we're broken.
Yep.
It's not working. Whatever I did with Rich McKay and Terry and Thomas and Mike, all of that, it didn't bring us a Super Bowl. Kirby Smart, here are the keys. Here's a National Football League team worth $4 billion. It's your baby. Will you come fix the state of Georgia for us? You did it in college.
Yeah.
Do it in the NFL.
Yeah.
404-726-0929.
They better give him Mendoza.
You better have that pick. Rusty Rock's coming up as well on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro and Rusty Manziel. It is, yes, I
retweeted that, and my man Randy Michael hit the laughing emoji, too. I retweeted the
Michigan
Detroit
rumor.
Sports News.
Oh, Troy.
I gave you 100, your 175 followers. I gave you, of course, that tweet has 800,000 views on it.
You're the one that retweeted
I quote tweet. They'd already had a bunch of views.
Did they say mutual interest? How did this guy describe the Kirby Smart? I'll stand by. I don't know if you guys have a thought, but listen, Arthur Blank is
breaking: Michigan's head coach target is George Kirby Smart. Per numerous sources around college football, they were expected to meet with Smart this weekend in Ann Arbor. What? I promise you right now, listen to me. I promise you right now, Steak, the odds of Kirby Smart being in Ann Arbor is about like me and you playing Augusta National tomorrow. There's better odds of me and you playing Augusta tomorrow than Kirby Smart being in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, we got a couple of members listening. You want to take us out there?
Let me and State come in and walk that 18 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what Kirby's going to do right in the middle of this, in between.
As bowl practice starts.
Yeah, hey, I'm just gonna shoot up to Ann Arbor. I'm going to take the Georgia plane, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say this.
That is a big brand now.
Arthur Blank, assuming that he is going to have this press conference, and assuming that he is going to say after the disaster that is, I mean, think about it. The Atlanta Falcons are on national TV tonight. If you don't think Arthur Blank pays attention to that, remember Arthur Blank's the gentleman that it was a Rams game in St. Louis. I think that we lost 34-0, something along those lines, where he wrote an apology letter in the newspaper to the NFL and his fan base for the performance that they put out on national TV. He is well aware of the brand. He's well aware of what people are saying. And when this season comes to its merciless completion, or whatever you want to call it, there will be, I would assume, a firing of the head coach. I'm not really sure what they're going to do with the GM, although, obviously getting blamed for the Michael Penix situation and Kirk Cousins. And he had a great draft, Terry, this year, and I'm not here to debate either one of them. I just assume there's going to be changes. But Arthur Blank is going to have to stare down a gaggle of reporters and be asked time and again. It's the longest losing streak in Atlanta Falcons history. It's one of the losingest organizations of late in the entire league. Every move you've made, now you're firing you're onto your third or fourth coach over this time period. And he is going to have to convince his fan base with all the level of disillusionment that is an epic level. And is he going to be able to get Kirby Smart? 1% chance. Let's put it at 1% that Kirby Smart's going to be told, here's all the money in the world. You can hire everybody you want. You're going to make every personnel decision. You're the CEO. Let's assume that would be the kind of move you had to do. But he's going to have to say something other than, we're going to talk to the same group of coaches.
Whoever he hires is going to have to walk in and go, listen, I need the house cleaned. I need those 9 offices right there. I need those vacuumed before we get here. Those nameplates down. I'm going to walk into a situation where we have unknowns at quarterback. We are at a total rebuild.
Yeah.
We don't have a first-round draft pick, and you're trying to tell me to come fix it?
Right.
I'm fixing somebody else's mess.
Right.
I need Hall 1 cleaned before I get there. I don't care who it is.
It has to be somebody who has always dreamed of having a level of autonomy, right? So the Bill Parcells famous quote from 30 years ago is, if you're going to make me cook the dinner, you should at least let me pick the groceries.
Yeah.
It was the fight over the Patriots took Terry Glenn, the wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Parcells wanted somebody else. He had a personnel guy, though, that overruled him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it went south with him and Bob Kraft and whatever. And that's the famous quote. Well, somebody out there has to dream about the notion that there is no GM in my way. There is no owner in my way. There is no personnel. I get to build the entire operation. But Arthur's going to have to say something, because we live this every day.
Oh, yeah.
You have a Thursday night game tonight. That the greatest nightmare for Arthur is not only just having an 8th consecutive season where you've lost, but now there is virtually no interest in this product tonight.
It will be one of the worst off seasons in the history of the Falcons.
Right.
I mean, we will literally talk about.
We don't have a first rounder to talk about.
We haven't dug into my state championship year enough.
Yeah.
We're going to spend some time
Pepperell,
on that off season.
We're going to talk some Pepperell High School.
Yes.
No, I mean, listen. They sold us on the Arthur Smith, Marcus Mariota, the Desmond Ridder, kind of. We were all in on the Kirk Cousins.
We were sold from January to August. I was in.
For the last few years, too.
This past one, I was.
Yeah.
We got Penix coming back. We got these 2 draft picks. We ain't got these
the
two form, guys.
Listen, the history is there.
Yes.
Look at these other teams that are now winning their division.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's a big leap when you go, oh, we got Drake London and we got Bijan and we got Michael Penix. Looked pretty good at the end of last year. Our offensive lines, all starters, are all coming back. We got these 2 SEC studs, right? James Pierce and Jalen Walker.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Devon Diablo, looks like he'd be pretty good, right?
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't hard to sell that. And you could sell it the year before because it was Kirk Cousins. Look at his numbers when he wasn't hurt.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins' numbers are phenomenal. Now you got a real quarterback.
What were we, 6-3 at one point with him?
Yeah, 6-3, the 4-game losing streak. Started in New Orleans with Younghoe Koo kicking it all over the place. And then you go on the 4-game losing streak. And with Arthur Smith, you had an 8-9. With Desmond Ridder.
We were 6-9.
Right? But you had Desmond 2 years, it was 8-9 with Desmond Ridder. So we were sold on Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Then we were sold on there's no selling up the flagpole this one. There's nothing to sell. You can't feel good about your quarterback. You have absolutely no reason to think that you got the right guy, Michael Penix Jr. Doesn't mean he's not. But you can't look at that body of work and go, we found our guy.
No, and he's coming off an injury.
And you don't have a first-round pick. And
another knee injury, by the way.
Yeah, another knee injury. So there's going to have to be or you're just going to take your medicine, hire the next big-name coordinator, just say, this is the guy.
What about Todd Monken?
I think that's definite conversation for sure. That's what he wants to be as a head coach, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So it'll be a no-nonsense type. There'll be no flash. Todd Monken's coming in here to call plays.
He's an offensive guy. And
very little tolerance for anything.
Todd Monken's not going to get a beauty. He's not going to be friendly.
No.
He is an old-school MF-er.
Serious as a heart attack a football team. So, yeah, that would be a more likely scenario. And, of course, Kirby Smart, the odds of taking a job of that. But I'm telling you that I would move mountains just to have the conversation, and it would be the greatest sales pitch
in the history of the world. I'll say this about Kirby. The timing for that would be not good because he's going to have one of his best teams ever next year. I mean, everybody's coming back. I mean,
But you said it. The only way is if we had found a young quarterback that was 24 years.
If you're sitting here right now with Drake May, or you're sitting here right now.
Jaden Daniels?
With Jaden Daniels, a healthy Jaden Daniels. The Falcons would be a very attractive job.
Conversation.
Very attractive conversation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Especially because the next guy, especially if he was a Kirby Smart.
We don't have one. So we're speaking out.
Yeah, he would never. Listen, you said it flat out. This is not just, you know, pie in the sky. Kirby Smart's not coming somewhere where you don't know if you're going to have a quarterback for how many years.
Yeah, and you can't portal one.
But you understand the pitch. The pitch is Kirby. This is everything you could ever ask for. Yeah. There'll never be a situation.
And you're on ground zero. There's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
But he ain't walking, and it's right in, up he ain't walking into a Band-Aid.
Hey, Big D, let's get you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You see that there or not? Big D, Chandler, what do you have? Maybe we're on, who do you got, Bo? No? All right. I got a couple of names here on the board. And yeah, I am putting out there that you find out, you move mountains to even have a conversation with Kirby Smart and say.
You would have to move mountains. You call him. I mean, Arthur Blank would call Kirby Smart. There's no question, but like.
To have, and you're right. It's a silly way to put it.
Yeah.
I'm going to come to Athens. I'd like to have lunch. Kirby Smart's not going to say no to that. I'd just like to come have lunch. I'm coming to Athens. Tell me what your schedule looks like the next 2 weeks.
There is a 2% chance that Kirby Smart's a Falcons head coach.
Yeah, I totally agree. But how about this? Even if he gave you 2 hours about how you run your system. I've said this for years.
Yeah, but Steak, it's totally different, man. We don't have a quarterback.
I understand. I'm just talking about the infrastructure, the way Kirby Smart's. Listen, he looks at things with the Falcons.
Yeah, but here's
he
another,
looks at like you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something, too. I know why Nick Saban left the Dolphins. You can't outwork people. You can only be in the building so many hours.
Right.
That pissed him off. When you start talking about your players can only be, and you can only practice so many times, you can't outwork people. And then when Drew Brees didn't, I know for a fact that Nick Saban was absolutely irate. They had so much money tied up in Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor. He couldn't do anything about it. He said, you know what? I'm going back to college where I can control this.
Hey, here's Coach Paul in North Gwinnett. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you doing, Paul?
There is, yeah, we are dreaming if we think Kirby's going to leave one of the best jobs in the country right now for the Falcons.
Yeah, you're dreaming.
There's no way.
Yeah, listen.
No way it'll ever happen.
Never say never. I've been in this game long enough to say crazy. Now, do I think it's close? Do I think there's a possibility? No, but that's exactly the way you have to think if you're Arthur Blank. You have all the money.
You agree.
Can give him all the autonomy. He's right up the road. He maybe decides my last shot or my professional life coaching, maybe I take a run at an NFL, especially a franchise that has never won a Super Bowl, that is in his backyard, and that literally you could be a savior in a manner no franchises in the league. I'm not even telling you that's in his conscience. I haven't had the talk with him. But his first call I'm making to Arthur Blank, how do you run your operation the way that you do? I just like to pick the guy's brain for 2 hours.
How do you know they have it? How do you know they have it?
Totally agree. Totally agree. But I think that call needs to be to a Nick Saban. Somebody that doesn't, like y'all are talking about, have the great future under Georgia for the next 2 or 3 years. There's just no way he'll come.
So maybe Nick Saban.
Go talk to Nick Saban.
Yeah, maybe Nick Saban's president of football operations. Hires the next head coach.
I would be interested in say, Nick, come here for 2 years, and you tell me who we need to hire after you. Because he doesn't have – he can control his offseason.
Right.
The problem Nick Saban would have is he's got $52 million you got to cut to Kirk Cousins. Steal.
Right. Well, that money's coming back, though.
Yeah.
So we'll have no quarterback. I mean, think who could be starting at quarterback day one for the Falcons, right?
I don't know.
Cousins is gone.
Penix is hurt, coming off ACL.
Yeah. So 404-726-0929.
My call would be, Nick, you have a house in Georgia. Come here for two, and you tell me who we need to hire next.
Yeah.
Who do you think – who can you get ready? Who can you bring in to get ready?
But he's going to hire the next head coach also, right?
Yeah. That's part of what he's doing.
Yeah. The whole thing is flipped on its side. You won't hear the word Rich McKay.
I could believe Nick Saban for 2 years more than I could believe Kirby Smart, head coach at Falcons.
All right, we'll come back. You want to chat about it? 404-726-0929. Also, Rusty Rocks.
We got to fit it in,
the holiday
man.
Season. I got you. We started talking about Kirby Smart and the Falcons. Am I getting excited? It's crazy. But
my social media is blowing up. Tell Steak to shut the ant up.
I'm sure. Yeah. It's Steak and Rusty. The 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The 10 o'clock hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, pressure washing, holiday lights, the whole deal. On a scale of 1 to 10, Rusty, how much did you think losing Buster Faulkner hurt as far as assistant coaches go? Is that as high as it gets?
He's pretty damn good, man. I would say, oh, man, that's an 8.5. I mean, that's a biggie. Now,
I mean,
they've got money. They've got money.
To hire the right guy, you're saying.
Yes. Yeah, Chip Kelly per Pete Nakos for On3 Sports. Chip Kelly has interviewed for that job. I think Brent Key said he had over 30-something people reach out, applicants for that.
Well, okay. Why would they not? I mean, that's great. Yeah. But who are real? And you know,
the interesting thing there is going to be the backup quarterback, who's now going to be the guy, Aaron Filo. Is the fit going to be right for him? All eyes will be on this hire and is Aaron Filo there, because I have made it clear that is a damn dude right there now. The next quarterback.
Yeah, Aaron Filo, just from the time, really 2 years ago, because he didn't play much this year.
Yeah.
From 2 years ago, he looked like a kid
really
that
good,
is
man.
Accomplished.
Good.
So he's a junior.
He will be a true sophomore. He'll be a redshirt sophomore next
redshirt
year.
Redshirt sophomore. A couple of other notes. The Phillip Rivers situation, he could end up starting depending on what's the kid's name? Raleigh Leonard. How healthy he's going to be.
How about this? So Phillip Rivers is the head coach in Fairhope, Alabama. Raleigh Leonard is from Fairhope, Alabama.
Oh, wow. Here he is yesterday, Phillip Rivers, showing up, now a member of the Indianapolis Colts.
I wasn't really hanging on any hope of playing again. I'd kind of thought that ship had sailed, but something about it excited me. And it's kind of one of those deals, the door opens and you can either walk through it and find out if you can do it or run from it.
All right, here's more talking about his playing weight and staying in shape and getting on an NFL field.
What is your playing weight? What do you weigh right now?
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg.
You know what he's like.
How about that? That's an honest answer. And I will answer your question a little better on the playing weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo. All right? I can tell you that. But then I follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right? So people say, well, they're going to know you're going to be right there. And it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years. So.
Yeah, he is an accurate guy. He's an accurate quarterback. He's smart. He anticipates. He's 44.
He's going to hand it off to Jonathan Taylor if he plays and maybe throw it 15 times.
They're just trying desperately to survive to make a wild card game. That's all they're trying to do.
I mean, they're just
because they went all in on Sauce Gardner, and now they're absolutely a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, two number ones, Sauce Gardner.
He's hurt. I mean, it's a bad deal,
serious
man.
Injury for bad Daniel deal. Jones. All right, here's our three strikes. Then we're going to do Rusty Rocks. The scandal in sports or politics that really blew your mind. One of your all-time. Sports or political. The scandal in sports or politics that blew your mind. How about the governor that disappeared for days and they found out he was in Argentina with his girlfriend? Mark Sanford in 2009 said he was hiking in the Appalachian Trail only to resurface having secretly visited his mistress in Argentina and seen at the Atlanta airport. I don't think when you're the governor of a state, you really can get away with it.
Just some PTO.
Yeah, that was this.
Took a long weekend, dude.
Yeah. The favorite Christmas movie or TV special and great backup quarterback. Great backup quarterback, favorite Christmas movie or TV special, or the scandal in sports that to this day still blows your mind. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Let's do some Rusty Rocks. We got plenty of time.
Always.
No hurry.
Always. I did this last year, but I mixed it up. I think I added one movie. This is top holiday / Christmas movies. I will really dig in at some point next weekend, and I'll watch all of these before Christmas, before the holidays. So this is top holiday / Christmas movies. Number 5. Unbelievable story. Jim Carrey and the Grinch. And if I'm correct, they said he used to sit in a chair for 9.5 hours every day.
A remarkable performance.
9.5 hours.
That's a whole day just to get in
there. And he went to film
that
at night.
God darn.
Medical, to use a restroom. He would have a bag and all those things so he could get out of the suit. Yep.
That's an incredible
insane
piece of filmmaking.
Yes. Always watch that one. Great. Number 4. I'm going to cue it up here. Home Alone. This is where he's in front of the mirror and he puts on the aftershave. That house just sold up in Illinois. It's crazy. It just sold.
That.
Yeah. They've gated it now. But I love that scene, man. I love that scene.
1990, John Hughes movie, of course. Started to set up the Home
Classic.
Alone, the Home Alone franchise.
Classic, man. Collie Conkin. He looks totally different. Number 3. I think everybody watches this one. Got to have some Elf, man. Will Ferrell bouncing around through New York City. Great, dude.
James Caan.
Yes. What a great one, man.
Maybe the most perfectly cast. Not only was Will Ferrell absolutely Oscar-worthy, brilliant in that, and hysterical, but James Caan in that movie
is
that's Sonny Corleone for sure.
It's awesome.
Playing a version of him for sure.
Number 2, got to have this. Cannot be on any list without it for me. I watch it once a year for sure. It's a Wonderful Life.
Huge fan. Huge fan. Jimmy Stewart at his absolute best.
Angels get their wings.
1946.
George Bailey. It's great when a movie like that stands the test of time. That is a classic.
Frank Capra, which also goes back to it's all about telling great stories. Storytelling is what matters. That's one of the most creative, entertaining story. And now considered one of the greatest films of all time, not just best Christmas film. And I know what's coming.
There's no question.
We know what's coming.
No question.
Is everybody in your house watch this with you?
Oh, yeah.
Is it
I'll watch it 8 times between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Serious.
Dead serious. At least 8. This is my favorite part of Christmas Vacation. One of my favorite, when he's sitting in the attic and he's crying, and this Ray Charles Spirit of Christmas. He's watching all the old tapes. And that movie, I swear to goodness, gets better every year. I mean, there's just so many good scenes in it. I got to get one of those Bears hats. I love it, man. That one gets me, man.
1989, Clark Griswold in an all-timer. Chevy's mellowed a little bit. He was a real pain in the neck back in the day, but no question the talent.
Randy Quaid in that
series.
Uncle Eddie. I mean, it's
Beverly D'Angelo.
Yes.
Right?
Russ. The kid's name's Rusty.
Yes.
Rusty rocks, man.
Great stuff.
Go time.
Holiday season. Enjoy. So 404-726-0929. Is there a scandal in sports, Rusty, or politics that even when you look back, you're just like, wow.
I think the Connor Stallions thing, even think Michigan was wild. They're out video and sidelines. This guy's in disguise at a MAC game trying to get signals. He was coming to Georgia to try to get signals. He was going to a Georgia game.
Right.
I mean,
they're flying him all over the country.
Technically, they're not, but all of a sudden this guy's got funding.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
The boosters are making sure.
Somebody's making sure he had some room roll.
Yeah. I'll tell you, which wasn't, is Shohei. The fact that Shohei Ohtani gambling with his interpreter.
I would love to know
the greatest
whole deal behind
the greatest job ever done is Major League Baseball, getting that thing under the rug, off the headlines, and is just every resource they have. Think about the damage internationally, what the LA Dodgers and what Shohei Ohtani does for an entire nation. They needed that thing to go away worse than, I would say, worse than any scandal around any situation in history. I mean, honestly. So, favorite Christmas movie or TV special? A lot of great TV specials, from Charlie Brown Christmas to the Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Heat Miser and all that.
Rudolph, the old school one.
And great backup quarterback. Bobby Hebert was one of those guys, great friend of mine. You know, he was exactly what you want. We knew we put that guy in there. He can't throw up at 25 yards anymore, but he could run your offense, man. It's
tough. I think we're going to get a lot of DJ Shockley calls there, playing behind David Green.
Yeah.
Waiting his turn.
Mark Richt famously saying, I promised DJ I would get him in games, and the Georgia fan base losing their mind. Why does Mark Richt promise anything? It's like, because he's really good.
Really damn good.
Yeah.
And a damn good dog.
So,
damn good dude.
404-726-0929. We got some phone calls here. Let's do it. Big game of the night is the Thursday night game, which should have been a much bigger game. The spread is 4.5.
Gainesville or Rome? Huh? You're talking about the Falcons.
Yeah.
At Tampa tonight.
44.5?
Yep.
I don't even know what to do with that game.
I would
game,
not
man.
Even know.
I don't even know what to do
know.
With that game.
I would not have a clue.
I mean,
think Tampa's just going to try to run the football. That shortens the game.
This could be another blowout city, although you never really know in the NFL, especially in a short week. They're really struggling. You heard yesterday J.P. Peterson talking about the Bucs are just not the same this year at all. But
it's going to be interesting, man. The Chiefs are done. I mean, it's
you got to be out of your mind to think you can bet on the Atlanta Falcons. Like, I can promise you this. If you bet the Falcons and they get blown out, you're going to feel like the biggest idiot ever. Rob in Northwest Georgia, what's the scandal in sports or politics that blows your mind?
Hey, what's up, Rusty? I'm going to keep it at home with Michael Vick, that whole thing.
Oh, my God. They first had those feds showing up at his complex, and we're like, what's going on with Michael Vick? The feds are where? About what? Favorite Christmas movie or TV special?
Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. Every year, got to watch it.
And great backup quarterback.
At one time, Tom Brady was a backup quarterback. I don't think there's anyone better than him.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I guess so.
My guy there is Pepper Dragon, man. Good to hear from you, Rob.
Hey, Chris and McDonough, the scandal in sports or politics that blew your mind?
Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton.
The favorite Christmas.
Was that sports?
I said all politics. Favorite Christmas movie or TV special?
Bo said it blew his mind.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Christmas Story.
Christmas Story.
A great backup quarterback.
Rook Behringer, backup Tommy Frazier, Nebraska.
George Godsey, backup Joe Hamilton.
For a while he did, yeah.
He's the one that recovered the special teams play, the big upset for George. Was it going to Florida State? And he was a holder, I believe, on that. Whatever. You know the details. Good old George Godsey as well. We've had our share of backups in this neck of the woods as well. So You got a game Tuesday and Wednesday night. Tuesday, you'll be calling the state finals.
Tuesday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. and at 5 p.m. State championships. And it's on, man.
Looking forward to
– I do look forward to those. Those are
– We'll be watching.
I'm not going to be Al Bundy, but those mean something to me. And I know those kids and those communities, those are – try to make those memories right for those guys. And it's incredible – what the state of Georgia has exposure-wise for state championships all season
These
long.
These numbers will be huge.
They'll be
right?
huge. Massive. Numbers.
All right, thanks, Bo, for your help. Great to see you. Rusty Sandy is back tomorrow. Get you ready for the weekend. Falcon broadcast obviously coming up later on. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day. Bye!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.